Why has the Bureau only just confirmed that this thing called La Nina is back? You know, I thought a few months ago it was coming up that this thing was sticking around, but they've only just confirmed it.
Yeah, look, it's the worst kept secret in the weather community, that's for sure. I mean, the Bureau's thresholds have officially been breached, so they have now declared it, even though they're actually probably the last agency around the world to actually declare a La Nina event. So, as I said, it is the world's worst kept secret. It's probably, and honestly, never really left us during this period. It's just started to strengthen again. But look, the good news is, even though it is going to be our third straight La Nina, which has only happened a couple of times previously, it's not going to be as strong as the other two. It probably, whilst it has kicked in now, it's probably going to hang around to maybe early summer before it starts to fade away during next year. But in saying that, every La Nina is different, and it just doesn't mean there's going to be flooding rains in the same spot. It could be in a different area. But once again, it just means an increased threat of rainfall, tropical cyclones and thunderstorms.
So how much rain are we really expecting to get, Justin?
Yeah, look, that's a very tricky question because it can really vary with any independent setups that happens, as we saw with Brisbane earlier this year. In Sydney, we had a couple of very slow, upper-moving, low-pressure systems. Mm-hmm. So if you do get one of those that traverses eastern Australia, that can produce very significant flooding rains. It's just depending on exactly where it sets up. And that could be the really tricky thing, particularly for coastal areas, because even though 50 to 100 kilometres doesn't sound like much, once you start to get to the coastal fringe, that can put a coastal trough way off the coast or it can bring it back towards the mountain ranges, which can be extremely dangerous, particularly for areas there from Sydney into the south coast that have seen a lot of rainfall over the last 6 or 8 months, and we've seen rivers bursting at the seams, catchments are full, ground is saturated. So any rainfall at the moment is just going to be pure runoff, and that's posing a big threat over the next few months.
It feels like us here in the Shoalhaven and Highlands, we just haven't had a break in terms of the rain. And so it is worrying thinking about what else is to come because, as you said, everything's wet, everything's damp, so these rivers are just going to overflow, the trees are going to fall down. It's a bit worrying. Should we be getting prepared for floods and things like that in the coming months?
Look, it is a little bit worrying, but in saying that, it's nothing to sort of worry about at the moment. However, you definitely should be prepared because, I mean, as I just mentioned, any place could experience flooding depending on the system that moves through. So don't be worried, but definitely be prepared in case you do see one of those events. Make sure you follow the guidelines for what you need to for thunderstorms or flood events, having perishable foods, backup items, medical stuff and all that, packed ready to go if you do live in a flood-prone area. That's certainly something you should be aware of. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just obviously keep up to date with the Bureau of Meteorology because they will issue warnings if they're ever needed.
Yeah.
But the thing that we really need to worry about for inland New South Wales and southern parts there is not only do we have this La Nina, but we also have a very strong Indian Ocean dipole off WA. So what's that's actually doing is drawing moisture in and across the country. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. A lot of these rain bands develop through Northern Territory, South Australia, and really peaking through New South Wales. We actually have another one today. And that, in combination with a La Nina, could really prove catastrophic through some areas over the next several months. But once again, it's nothing to worry about right now. Mm-hmm. But you need to be prepared.
Now, Justin, I did give you the title of weather guru because you are one. This is what you live and breathe. You love it. And it's really exciting because you have a brand new podcast out on iHeartRadio.
I do indeed, yeah. And it's named the Weather Guru Podcast with Justin Noonan. And basically, what I start off with is just a bit of an introduction about myself and my background in weather and storm chasing. And then we start to get a couple of guests. We've only had 4 episodes and just had one of the best meteorologists in the country on for the last two, Anthony Cornelius. And I've got a very special broadcast meteorologist from Queensland coming on for the next 2 episodes as well, and he delves deep into his passion for weather and what it's like to be a broadcast meteorologist and getting all this information out. But volcano chases, hurricane chases, you name it, we've got it.
So
super cool.
Cool.
I love storm chases, like, and watching those movies and videos. Oh, it is incredible. I mean, I would never do it, but absolute respect to you, and I love watching it. Where can people go to keep track on all this? Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, so my Facebook page is Storm Chaser Justin Noonan, or they can follow me on Twitter at Noonan Justin.
And I'm sure, Justin, if there's any weather developments happening here, probably not volcano activity, but those wet weather disasters, we can rely on you to give us the updates and everything like that?
Absolutely, yeah. If I'm not on the ground there trying to chase it, I'll certainly be watching it from the computer at home. No doubt about that.
Justin Noonan, ahead of the La Nina making its way back to the south coast. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.